Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
How's it going, man?
Going good.
I like the blue shirt. It's nice.
You like this blue?
Yeah. It's good. It's good. It's good. Yeah, prepare for my color challenge in this.
Yeah, we do, don't we?
Yes. Also, hey, John, are you cold or something?
What's that?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm nice and warm.
That little Eskimo thing going on in there, you know? Oh, my goodness. How you doing?
I'm doing good and warm.
Oh, a big shout out to our Christian Television Network audience and our VFN radio audience around the nation and the world. And Gulf Coast, the Glory Zone, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Make sure you catch us. We're going to do our best. We're laying our life down in hopes that we could bring something to you, the value, kingdom value, of a biblical value, of God value to you. Mm-hmm. I mean, we lay it down. We lay it down and just say, you know, Lord, here we are, use us. And he kind of established this as a trumpet. It's kind of what he had said. And I know that when Brother Isaiah comes from Nigeria, we had a chance to pray, you know, prior to that. And God just began to speak prophetically. And I don't know if you've ever had somebody just pray prophetically, but God, you know, all these gifts flow. You need to say, God, I want all these gifts, you know, and one of the gifts is prophecy. And that's where the Lord begins to just to give you a word and to confirm some things and encourage you, but also sometimes rebuke. And I was talking to Steve and talking about the VFN torch and like, you know, how much prophecies now on the torch?
It's all prophecy.
It's all prophecy. And by the way, prophecy is when God's given us insight. You know, some of it's wisdom, words of wisdom, some's knowledge, but God's just given us this prophetic. He lets us know before it happens. And there's a lot of that with VFN TV. But it's so great to have brothers come from other nations and countries to hear that. And one thing, I mean, this is something the Lord has done and is doing. And the nations are going to be coming to the Gulf Coast. The nations are going to be coming to the Gulf Coast so that a move of God so powerfully that you can compare it to Azusa Street to give you an idea of the DNA of it. But the Azusa Street revival in 1906 is small in comparison for what's going to happen. And it's going to touch the whole world. And one thing that we do have is a grid.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I know that John and I served the nations. Was it hot dogs?
Hot dogs, barbecue.
Sunscreen, chairs, umbrellas, because there was a revival. It started at Father's Day 1995 in the Gulf Coast. And it was called the Brownsville Revival because it happened at Brownsville Assembly of God Church, where John Kilpatrick was the pastor there. And we have a lot of details about that, and hopefully they'll be related. You can just go find about on the VFN torch. But you had people that would show up before the sun came up almost. Oh, yeah. But the doors wouldn't open until around
7 p.m.
7 p.m. So they're there. The whole world was out in this somewhat wide, you know, 10 people wide type line that was long, that would zigzag around, I don't know, two or three blocks.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you went down streets, it would have turned corners and everything. And just the Lord laid on my heart, you know, we need to love on these people. We need to be able to, because they were getting heat stroke, and this is the middle of summer, I believe.
Nowhere to eat down there.
I mean, it was years. Yeah. They were passing out from heat stroke. They needed food, and there was like nowhere to eat. I mean, this is, of all the places to move, it was like, this is a place where there wasn't much things. It's one grocery store. Oh. That was amazing. But so we began to feed them, and we got to meet people from all around the world, and it was so beautiful to see the hunger of when God begins to stir a people. And he begins to do something like what was talked about, you know, several have talked about it, including Bob Jones talking about the lighthouse prophecy, as we talked about, and how God was walking out these different aspects of, you know, bringing nations here, his cabinet, like a government type cabinet, and these things intervene. Well, you think about it, the very thing that John and I were, and my wife, and Jason Drosses, who is married now, so you don't hear much from him anyway.
Kate Chara.
Hey, Jason. Yeah, Kate Chara came out.
Really?
Kate Chara. Yeah, she's in Houston now. And we would feed them, but the name of the concession, the portable concession thing, was called the Lighthouse. Mm-hmm. And but we were just loved it. We loved, you know, we loved talking to everybody. And they were reading at that time. They were reading Rick Joyner's
Final Quest.
And I think it was Final Quest because the other ones weren't out yet.
Morningstar Journal and all that.
Yeah, Morningstar Journal. And we just, it was just a beautiful type thing. And we know for a fact, we don't have to this doesn't, you know, faith requires you to believe in something that has not yet happened yet. But if you've seen it, now you can have faith for God doing more than what you've seen. So we know that God can just suddenly gather the nations because people come. You know, we talked about, you know, Puff Graham, that one moment when Billy Graham was, one of his relatives sent a word to a press guy, I forget the guy, name of the press at that time. That's back when they had newspapers and
in New York, right?
Yeah, I think it was in Great Britain at the time, though. And just said, yeah, I don't know where. I think Billy was in, Billy Graham was in California. The mass media dude was in Great Britain. She may have been in New York when she called him and said.
Yeah.
But all he said was this, Puff Graham. That was it. So he sent to all of his newspapers, said, Puff him. All of a sudden, you know, God took Billy Graham to where he is, and he's ministered to kings and presidents and just, you know, powerful man. Now his son's got his mantle doing beautiful things, you know, with Samaritan's Purse and Billy Graham Evangelistic Association and so many things. With Christmas box thing that's going on right now, that's comes out of all that. So we know this is dual. The thing is to be prepared for it. And one way to be prepared is to begin to pray. You know, you can say, you know, I want to see it first. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I don't know if I'm going to agree with what God's going to do. Or, you know, they might not sing the way I like. You know, instead of saying, you know, God, whatever you're doing, I want to be a part of it. I want to be a part of what you're doing. I want to be trained up. I want to be your disciple. I want to be available because this is an entire Gulf Coast. This is not like just a like at the Brownsville Revival. That was 3100 West DeSoto Street. That was where it was happening. 8,000 people at a time on campus. People, it was beautiful. But this is not in any one place. This is the Gulf Coast, you know, from Alabama. It's going to go all over the place. And we all have to be ready for this. And some of the words that have been given, and we've talked about it already, we have this available to our partners because we gave a download to all of our partners from the Harvest Summit, talking about 1,000 people a week. Imagine 1,000 people a week coming to your church. You know, they got saved, they gave their life to the Lord, or they're coming to be saved. Can you ingest that? Would you ingest that? Would you accept that? Would you know what to do with 1,000 men and women and their families that said, you know, we want to know Jesus? Because that's what's going to happen. And what you have to do is first say, you know what? I'm going to become a disciple. I'm going to become a disciple of Jesus Christ. I'm going to actually get to know this Jesus I profess. Mm. And one good way to do that is the Multiply Movement. Multiplymovement.com. Francis Chan and David Platt are just a huge answer to prayer. We'll be talking more about that in the future, and hopefully we'll get an interview with Francis on it, because it's just beautiful. And just start this journey. It's a real simple journey, and you can get to it at vfntv.com and go to the links and click on Multiply Movement. But understand that you got to be his disciple first. You got to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. It's really not optional. You know, America got this way where we are today because somebody said it was optional. Mm-hmm. Somebody said that being fruitful is optional, being faithful is optional, and all these different things. It's not. Mm-hmm. And so he said, and so this is going to happen. And so one way to do it is get to know Jesus. You know, I'm just preparing you for what's about to come. And secondly, you know, be prepared not to judge it. You let God judge it. Understand that bright lights attract a lot of different things. But if it's God's bright light, you know, honor it. Mm-hmm. You take it with bugs and all. I mean, whatever happens, just like in the heart of this thing, you know, I mean, when you're dealing with human beings, you're going to have issues. I mean, come on, if we're all by ourselves on an island, we're going to have an issue, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Right. There's a lot of amens in the studio here. And so, but get ready for this. And, you know, really, I mean, it's going to take everybody. There's not a lot of people on the Gulf Coast right now. It's going to take all the church just to awaken and begin to. Secondly, is to think about, you know, abide with the Lord. Learn to abide with him. And he says that you can do nothing apart from abiding with him. And we have a simple plan for you how to do this. It's real simple, but it's very powerful. And it's at iabide.org, iabide.org. You can request a simple plan and begin now to learn how to identify his voice and how he speaks to you. When you're interested in God, you know, when you show an outward sign of being interested in God, God's going to show an outward sign of being interested in you. He's interested in you, but you're going to start seeing things come your way. When you draw near to God, he's going to draw near to you. So when you make this conscious effort to say, you know, I'm going to follow the words of Jesus in John 15, I'm going to begin to abide with him, you're going to have this relationship, because God, this whole thing is about God wants to have fellowship with you. Mm. And once you have fellowship with him, you're going to be thinking, I want to do something for you. I want to be there for you. You know, I want, what can I do for you? And he says, well, I want you to bear fruit, much fruit, and fruit that lasts, mm-hmm. showing yourselves to be my disciple. I mean, think how important that is, you know, fruitful and disciple in the same thing.
Right.
He said, you didn't choose me, but I chose you and I appointed you to go. Should I go or not? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he said, go. Mm-hmm. And begin to prepare yourself. Because I tell you, I really believe when I look back at what happened on Father's Day 1995, that Pastor John Kilpatrick, he was prepared because he was desperate for God to move. He had this longing, this crying in his heart. He had a vision of what God already showed him was going to happen when he first came to Pensacola and began to look at this. You know, God gave him a vision, and how it ended up is exactly what happened, what God said, which is important about a vision. We talked about that already before. Mm-hmm. By the reason why that segment was so fast, we had a limited amount of time. I'm like, man, I'm just like downloading so fast.
Right.
But we're going to have it available for our partners, though, a more casual conversation mm-hmm. about that coming soon to our partners area under teachings. But to prepare yourself for this, and I would think his biggest frustration was that, you know, we weren't tapping into what he was desperate for. We didn't have a grid, but he had a vision, and we loved him, and it was just amazing what happened, because suddenly, when you finally get to the point of like, you know, who cares? It's not going to happen. And God moves, and he just totally takes over. And it was strictly the mercies, the grace of God. And it was beautiful. And guess what happened? The nations came. And that's what Brother Isaiah was talking about. The nations are going to come, but it looks like this is going to be that billion soul harvest. Mm-hmm. I mean, it has the feeling of this billion soul harvest. And we've been preparing, you know, as you see us, you know, mm-hmm. worldwide and with radio and the vision's been around on a weekly television broadcast to maintain that. It's been exactly. around for a long time. Yeah. Speaking the vision of what God's doing. And then with the birthing of Trail Life and the birthing of, which is the new, you know, Christ-centered Boy Scouts, I guess you would say, mm-hmm. you know, a beautiful thing, because that comes from the Malachi mandate for our perspective. And then the birthing prior to that of the girls,
Christian Heritage.
Yeah, the
Heritage.
American Heritage yeah. girls is and we're hopefully going to start our troops soon at the Dream Center as well. And God spoke very specifically to two people about these, and we can see it happening in every church. You know, it's just like there's so many good things in store, but you got to prepare yourself. It's not how it has been. It's not what they told you. It's going to require all of you. But it's worth it. This is what you were designed for. This is your purpose. And it's not just in church, you know, buildings. It's everywhere. It's going to be in your business, in your schoolhouse. It's going to be in the government house. It's going to be in, you know, all the television and media. I mean, everything we've been talking about, the glory stories. I mean, it's going to be the most exciting thing. But it's going to be happening so quickly and so fast. It's like a wave. It's like surfing, if you're going to surf. You know, and this wave is coming, this big, huge wave is coming. And this is the original word the Lord gave me. And it's so big that you got to start paddling, you got to learn how to paddle and go forward as fast as you can. You got to pick up the right speed. You got to be at the right timing, and you got to know how to surf. And so when the wave comes, you'll catch it. But if you think you're going to surf when the wave gets here, it'll just pass you right by. I mean, there's nothing probably more depressing to a surfer, which we don't have time to surf. No. They just sit there and wait all day sit there and wait all day for a wave, get distracted, and the one wave that came, you missed it. And it does. It just passes you by. It just parts and goes right past you.
Right on by.
And God specifically talked about this. When we get back, I want Pat to be able to share, because God's brought up and said, okay, the wave is here. The wave is here. It's a big wave. And guess what? God showed Pat surfing this wave. More we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 Eye Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, two locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 Eye Guy.
$50 Eye Guy.
Welcome to the Army Navy Store with two locations to better serve your needs in Crestview and in Fort Walton Beach.
We have ammunition, weapons,
tactical gear, survival gear, uniform, patches, and much, much more. Call, go online, or visit us today.
I was wrong. This is John Fuller with a Focus on the Family Minute. And while admitting your faults can be difficult, it's really humbling when you have to apologize to your own child. But Tricia Goyer suggests that's how your toddler learns.
You know, even with the two-year-old, there'll be times I'll be so frustrated and mommy's trying to get this done right now, and just stop and say, wait, what's more important? And bending down to her little eye level and say, I'm sorry mommy was grumpy, you know, and then when she's grumpy later, I can say, remember how mommy said she was sorry when she was grumpy? Now you need to say sorry to mommy because you're grumpy. But I think, again, it goes back to being a leader.
That's an important reminder from Tricia, and I'll admit I've had plenty of opportunities personally to model that kind of remorse and apologize to my child. Try it for yourself, and eventually you'll start to see your child follow your lead. Now you'll find more trusted advice at focusonthefamily.com/parenting.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN Radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
So, do you remember me talking about that word? You know what, in 2000 and whatever. I don't give dates, I guess, but it was like, you know, I'm talking to people and they were looking at me like, okay, you know, whatever, you know, like, okay, this is what God's saying. This is what we're going to do. And when you move prophetically, the thing about prophecy is, you know, you're moving ahead of people even knowing what's going on. Mm-hmm. And you barely know. You're just walking in faith what God is revealing it to you. But you're just doing it. And then things begin to form behind the prophetic movement where all of a sudden foundational things start falling in place. You don't go foundational. You don't start building a foundation on a house that you don't know exists yet. You first have to know that a house is coming.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of looks kind of like you do your best at trying to, I don't know what it's going to look like, but this is what's going on. The one big thing that God showed me was, and I didn't bring a surfboard at that meeting, but I think I showed a picture of one. I mean, I had a big wave, had a huge wave. And since then, you know, the wave stopped. God showed us the wave stopped as he gave Amber the dream, you know, and it just stopped. And, you know, some people partied on the beach. some people went out to see what was going and other people prepared. And then, of course, you saw that wasn't a sand dune. We won't talk about that part of it. Mm-hmm. But then surfing was a thing. And so when you think about this, big waves coming, it's the wave of God's glory. And by listening to this, by listening to what I'm saying, and like we listen to, I mean, it's just, you know, we're just telling you what we know. Mm-hmm. And it's all of us. It's none of this, you know, mind type thing. God loves us all. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so he wants this wave of glory just to, as Brother Isaiah said, just ooze out, you know. And we've seen just, you know, bits and pieces of it. And it's not, you know, and I just, you know, there's, you know, people can want it so bad they try to make it happen. So it just looks like this roller coaster thing, yeah. This religious thing. And you're just tired. It's like, oh, it's time to do the donuts. Let's go sing that next song.
Yeah.
You know, and some of that could be like doing the hard work of breaking through too. I don't know. But this is going to carry you. You know, when God poured out his glory in Brownsville in that revival, I mean, you didn't have to say show up at 8. People showed up at, you know, 10 hours before it was time to be there.
Right.
You didn't have to tell people to you need to stay till the full thing's over, because you had to tell them to actually go at 4:00 in the morning.
Yeah.
Right.
And when they're flashing the lights, Elmer was like, click, 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 click. The lights are going out.
Time to go.
But the presence of God, we're swimming in the glory of God. And what we're hearing is, and what God is showing us, this is way bigger than all this. This is way bigger. I mean, God is showing me, legs being, you know, broken legs snapping back into place. You know, somebody with like two broken legs just snapping back in place. He's showing me, you know, there's a woman out there right now that has this big, you know, something happened, and you're like this big hump in your back, and God's just going to, he's just going to push that back in, and just, you know, and it's going to freak out religious people who don't know God. They're going to run from it. But the people who want God and understand God as a healing God, they're going to run after God.
Mm.
And just powerful things are happening, are going to begin to happen. I know that we had, you know, a situation where, you know, hopefully we'll talk about it Friday. Every Steve and I will talk about it, about when he's at the airport and you have somebody with a, you know, operated rotator cuff. God heals right there on the spot. Hopefully we'll be able to have that video for you. We'll talk about it Friday. Make sure you tune in Friday. But, you know, so a wave, the symbolism what God was showing was this wave. And so we had to figure out how to paddle, because all we knew was religion.
Mm.
You know, all we knew, you know, we had to break out, like Miles Monroe talked about earlier program about, you know, we got to just go into this next level. We cannot define this next move of God, and it's a movement off any past things. We can gain wisdom, we can appreciate and honor what God has done, but we cannot define it. So we have to, God, what are you saying for this next thing? What do you want? Mm. What do you want done? So we begin to just hear what we were able to hear.
Mm-hmm.
What was so cool, when Pat and I recently made it up to the Harvest Summit in South Carolina, a lot of people who've been hearing the same thing. And that was about leaders in the harvest that have been hearing and preparing. And it was like across the board,
wow,
across the nations, they were hearing, you know, nobody ran. I mean, everybody was in agreement.
That's right.
And every word was just, Pat and I would look at each other and go, wow, that was just identical to what God was saying, which, I mean, God is about to do something that's going to be, that he said, God is about to do something that you wouldn't even believe if he told you.
Mm,
that's
right.
The scripture, you know that? Mm-hmm. That was the word that was given at that time. And so here we are right now. So this wave was like, it's coming really close. And so God speaks to Pat, tell us about this confirmation about this wave and you surfing.
Right. Yeah. I had two dreams this night. Maybe it was the same one, but two scenes. The first dream, I'm actually surfing on a surfboard. And naturally I have no idea how to surf, but in this dream I was just ripping it up like a professional.
But you think about it now, mm-hmm, since that day, that prophetic word came, you were doing things you didn't even know you could do. Just taught you.
Oh yeah. That's just,
it's amazing. It's amazing what you're doing, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
It's amazing.
And I'm cutting back and forth in the waves, and there's people in the water, actually, people from the church I could see, and just cutting around them, and they're actually in the water.
Well, around, you probably need to define that a little bit more. So you're actually like
swerving
on the water, having a good time?
Yeah, yeah. Just, you know, going back and forth on the board.
Okay.
Basically.
Showing off.
Just having a good time.
Yeah. Was there a Saints emblem on the board?
No, I don't remember.
We hope not.
I don't know. All right. And then the next scene, I'm standing on this.
How big was this wave that you were surfing?
They weren't that big. I mean, maybe 10 feet.
So God, particular waves. So God is telling you now that you can surf.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Then the next scene, I'm actually standing on a giant seawall, and the seawall is at least 100 feet high because I'm standing at the top of it, looking down. The wall was made of concrete. You know, so I'm looking down at the seashore 100 feet down.
It was like a breaker. It's almost like a cliff.
It's like a giant cliff, but there was just a giant wall that was actually holding back whatever, you know, the water and holding the earth back the other direction. So I'm standing on it, and all of a sudden I'm seeing this huge wave roll up to the seawall where I'm standing. Mm. And it rolls right up to the edge. And at the top of the wave, I could see people actually in the water, not on boards, but just floating in the water. It just rolls right up, and I'm looking at them. Actually, my wife was one of them. And other members of the church. And she looked really, really concerned.
So God was showing you, when you talk about the church, the church was involved.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ, yeah.
Right. And as quickly as it rolled up, it just rolled right back out.
Wow.
100 foot.
100 foot wave.
100 foot
wave. Wow. And they were riding on the crest of it.
And by the way, Waveland, Mississippi went down on 20 foot waves.
That's right.
20-foot waves. It was totally wiped out. Remember Waveland, Mississippi, during the hurricane?
Oh, yeah.
So a 100-foot wave, you can only, it's got storm surge coming in. In other words, it's gonna rain. The wave's going to come over, you know, religion. It's going to come over prostitutes, preachers. It's going to come over CPAs, doctors, lawyers, you know, fast food workers. I mean, it's just going to come. This glory of God's going to come. And it reminds me, this very same night, I don't know how much time we have. When we get back from this break, I'm going to tell you about the very same night God spoke to my wife and me in a dream while we're laying side by side and gave two angles of what's going to be happening that you're not even going to be able to get away from what God's about to do. It's such a powerful, powerful thing. More when we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Taking VFN Radio and VFN TV anywhere you want to go, Wi-Fi or no-fi. Why? Because of the podcast. We have podcasting available for you right now. What happens with podcasts? You go to VFNTV.com. Click on the podcast, choose the source of podcast that you want to receive it in based on your particular device, computer or mobile device, and realize it just automatically will do what you set it up to do. It will download it while you're having lunch. It'll download it while you're at work. And then when you're driving anywhere in the world, flying anywhere in the world, even when you're on an airline, they say turn off all these mobile phones. You still can actually listen to what's already on your playlist, which would be downloaded programs and highlights from VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast today. I was in a meeting, I guess, or something, and so I was going to go to the restroom. You're not going to believe this. I go to the restroom, but I was in my zone. What's that?
We might believe this.
Yeah, I'm in that zone, right? In the zone. And just kind of, you know, knocking that out and getting back. And at that time, there was things going on that they were talking about, you know, integrating the sexes, and there's no difference between men and women, and we're all, all the stuff was going on. And I didn't even look at the door. I didn't even look at the door. You know what I'm saying? And I opened up the bathroom door, and I thought, my goodness, now they've taken away all the things that we know they're in men's bathrooms, right? And it was like a whole bunch of rooms or something. You know, I'm like, I was just couldn't believe it. I'm like, my goodness. I was just so distraught. I'm thinking, they've even changed our bathrooms. And so obviously I had to go into a closet, and I'm in a closet. And next thing you know, I hear this voice.
You hear what?
I hear this lady's voice. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. I'm trapped. I'm in this closet. Oh my goodness. What do I do? Dear God, I need a word. I need a word. You know, because you're like little rooms and stuff. By the way, you don't know this. There's little rooms in there. And you're like in your own little room. And it's like, what do I do?
And of course, it's Cracker Barrel, 10 trillion people. And this is obviously sometime back, because I read the doors now. I don't care what's going on. I even rubbed the Braille. Okay, yeah, that's the men's. And so I waited for silence. And I booked it out of that puppy and came in there and just went totally just tried to block it out of my mind. And by God's grace, CNN wasn't outside the door. Explain this. I can't tell you. I can't tell. I have no idea. And of course, all the people around me go, it can happen. It can happen.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
The names of that was protected. That was actually Pat. I was telling a story there about mindsets. We can get these mindsets, and, you know, it is, you know, you got to, you know, realize that it could be outside of what your thoughts are, and the rest of that will be there next time. But that was nice and neat. The ladies' bathroom is so much more neater. Anyway, so the same night, you know, Don and I are sleeping, and God gives her a dream and me a dream. And in this dream, in my dream, all of a sudden, it was water just started coming up, like the rivers and stuff started just flooding. And so I was first on this little piece of patio type thing by this big type building thing. And thinking that, you know, maybe the water won't come here. And all of a sudden the water started coming. And it's like, man, I got to get to the high places, right? So I go to the this high mountain type thing, you know. It wasn't concrete like Pat's. It was like a cliff or something. And when I got to the top of the cliff, I realized there was already flood water coming on the other side. And it was already at the top of the cliff. It was about to pour over the cliff. And so the earth was being flooded.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, when God's speaking to me about that, God speaks to my wife about rain was coming down and rain was flooding the earth. So God was telling me it's going to come from the seas and telling her it's going to come from the clouds. And God just confirms, you know, that this way, this glory, this outpouring, when you say, you know, let the teachings of Moses rain down on me, you know, when you talk about the presence of God, the glory of God, and, you know, I've experienced and at times do, but the glory of God, there's nothing like the presence. You're designed for the presence and the glory of God. And then I think about, you know, about the glory. Then I think about what, and so this flooding, these waves, you know, when a tsunami comes in, spiritual tsunami comes in, or a natural tsunami comes in, a big wave, everything gets flooded, you know? And then I think about, well, we're talking about the glory of God. And so John, tell us about how God was showing you, you were in this gathering, and all of a sudden, you know, somebody starts, show me the glory.
Oh, yeah. I was in this gathering, and
a dream.
I was in a dream, and I believe there was a well-known minister that was ministering, and some things were happening, but he just kind of kept going on, and well-known in healing ministry, and then another minister rises up who his ministry has been known for signs and wonders, and he stands up right next to me. He's sitting next to me, and he screams, show me the glory! Show us the glory! And soon after that, I believe this is connected to the same dream, I saw this young girl, and she came up to give a testimony. And as she's giving a testimony, she's doing, you know, a little teaching, and I'm watching her, and I said, oh, wow, this is cool. Kind of a teenager. And you could tell that in the dream, and our dreams are, I just felt she was a young, you know, a new believer, young believer. Mm-hmm. And then she starts to pray for, you know, some people. And I thought, wow, okay, you know, this is cool. And people are being touched. And I said, oh, this is nice. And then all of a sudden, this was in a big, big auditorium, and it was dark at the moment. And I didn't know the magnitude of how many people were in there. And then she starts laying hands on folks, and she put her hands on one man and prayed for him. And all of a sudden, when she put her hands on him and prayed for this man, it mowed an entire row completely back under the power of God. I mean,
so mowed means
they just fell down like dominoes, kind of like your cut thing. Okay, they fell down like dominoes,
almost like a wave of glory went over them. You know, you go out into the water and you think you can walk out, and all of a sudden this wave hits you, and then you're like eating sand for a moment there because it pushes you over. It's sort of like a wave of glory, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Wow. And it fanned all the way back to the end of the auditorium. Right. It was powerful.
You know, when you know, Brother Isaiah Kadari was on, he was talking from Nigeria about there's been people crying out for the glory. Mm. I thought about, you know, that dream and what God has said to you. And that's what that cry of that minister was. You know, who wants to be religious?
Yeah.
I mean, who wants to do the next thing because that's what we do?
Right.
Versus like we're in relationship with God and God's spirit's amongst us. When we come together, I mean, God's with us and he's doing this and that. And it's like, oh my goodness. And we almost have to, you know, we have to take care of all the things, you know, we have to be responsible for things, but it's just, we enjoy coming together and we're a family, you know, and that's what you want. That's what the glory of God does. I remember, you know, during the Brownsville revival, I was sitting at the one of the sound booths one night, you know, places packed out with people, all the nations, you know, there. And so I came in and just sat in the sound booth area next to one of the sound guys, maybe Vince, you know, maybe Vince. And he's a UPS worker.
Right.
And he wears a brown uniform. This year's does. Anyway, so that I'm sitting here just watching, listening to Steve Hill minister, actually. And all of a sudden this it was like I was being pressed down, like something was pushing on my head, pushing on my shoulders, and I'm sitting in this chair. I'm just pushing down on you. And it wasn't like harmful, but it was like this heavy weight. And then it pushed, and it just got heavier and heavier and heavier and heavier. It was like, this chair is in my way. I think I was supposed to be on the floor. Then it's like this chair was actually an issue. And next thing you know, I was on the floor with this weighty blanket of glory just over me. And it was it was amazing. I mean, God is so awesome, you know, what he can do. And I remember another particular encounter where, you know, we're just going after God. God was just, you know, in his presence and the glory of God is just everywhere. It's a river. I mean, it's almost like a low river. So if that's a small river, what God's talking about is almost tsunamis. So can you imagine a tsunami of that?
Wow.
Because you could feel it's your knees and your legs and your ankles. I mean, you could feel the depth of this glory river coming. It's a river of imagine a low current electricity, you know, just going, but it's not water. It's glory. Yeah, it's just the glory of God. But I remember Rhonda Owens. I mean, she could not, she walked into the glory and she's like a fish. And so, but you had to do everything you could to stand up because your joints just turned to rubber. I mean, it's like your joints don't work. And if you're ministering to people, you got to stay up. So one night, you know, I got prayer and, or just under the power of God. And I just laid out. I just laid on the floor, just kind of said, you know, God, whatever, you know. And next thing you know, I started feeling this heat in my ear. And I'm, you know, thinking, oh, great. You know, I got an earache, you know, all this is going on now. I got an earache. And then all of a sudden it's like the spread, like it got hotter and hotter. And I'm thinking, what's this? And then my other ear got hotter, almost like warm oil was going over my ears. And all of a sudden my entire head just got warm oil of God's glory poured over my head. And God began to just, you know, just shape me and do things inside of me and just, an encounter with God is awesome. Forget about religion.
Yeah.
And there's so many young people out there right now. You are so hungry for God. And there's some older people out there. You're thinking, this is where I was born again, that kind of power. Mm-hmm. And I've been in this religious thing. Listen, it's time for all this to come together and for us to believe God. We need God. God created. He's God of the universe. He's created everything. And we're created for his glory. I think about, you know, Smith Wigglesworth, when he would come into a particular meeting place, and maybe it's like a parlor, but we're going to go sit around before, you know, he would go speak somewhere, and he's somebody that's going to be with the Lord, but just a powerful man of God, used by the Lord, a plumber, and by trade. But the glory of God was so strong on his life when he began to pray that people couldn't even stand up in the room. They'd have to crawl out of the room that he was in.
Wow.
You know, and that's how God wants that for everybody. He wants to be, you know, we're as close to God as we want to be.
Yeah.
As we want to be. The thing about it is all the deceptive lies that says this is better than what God has to offer, you gotta realize those are just counterfeits. But God's got something so good in store for you. Heaven's going to be awesome. I think about 90 minutes in heaven. I mean, just the sound of heaven is what this minister, his name is Don Piper. Yeah, he spends 90 minutes in heaven, you know, gets in a car accident. Immediately he's in the presence of, well, he's in heaven. You can hear more about it. Go to the VFN Torch about it. And so, but he described a lot of awesome things about it. But the one thing he misses the most about heaven is the sound of heaven. He said the sound would just travel through your body and bring such a great feeling that, I mean, you think, well, you miss the gold, the streets of glory, you miss the presence. It's like the sound, I mean, everything God has is good.
Wow.
Everything he does is good. And when God says, I want to get close to you, I want to bring my glory close to you, you know, what's going to happen probably right before that is a time of rearrangement, some time of breaking up hard soil and shaking mindsets and, you know, false gods falling down, money, jobs, things, economy, maybe, you know, where people turn to him. Mm. And then he just shows himself mighty. I think about Hosea chapter 2. He talks about it. He says, you know, I gave you all these different things and you just ran off and you left me. Mm. You ran off with your lovers and you credited them for everything I gave you. So I'm just going to give you over to him. I'm just going to give you over to him. But he's like, he's not writing them off. There's something he's doing here. So he says, I'm just going to give you over to all your lovers until they don't want anything to do with you. Mm. And so he just gives us over to something. Mm. You can read about that in Romans chapter 1. He just gives us over. Mm-hmm. He said, then you'll come back to me and you'll no longer call me your boss, but you'll call me your husband. You'll call me, it'll be an intimate relationship with me. And then he said, I'm bringing you now out of that wilderness place and I'll begin to give you back what I gave you originally that you said that they're the government gave it to you or you know, somebody gave it. I'll begin to give it back to you one by one so you can see that it's me that gave it to you. Mm. It's like, okay, job, God, here, right? Car, God, here. Family, God, here. House, I mean, he's just giving it back. And then you're like, oh, I know this comes from God. Mm-hmm. And we know that by when we honor God. Mm-hmm. When we really believe it's him, guess what we do? We honor him with the first fruits. It's like, God gave me this house. God gave me this job. God gave me this paycheck. Guess what? The first fruits are his. That's coming right out. It's going straight to him because I truly know it came from God. I don't want those desert experiences and I don't want to be turned over to these things. And so realize going through this difficult season that seems to be in the next few months, if you can look at the vision of what God's going to do and begin to prepare yourself for it and focus on it, you can endure this season because God's going to do something powerful, greater than you would even believe if he told you. More we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 I Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, 2 locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 I Guy.
Welcome to the Army Navy store with 2 locations to better serve your needs in Crestview and in Fort Walton Beach.
We have ammunition, weapons,
tactical gear, survival gear, uniform, patches, and much, much more. Call go online, or visit us today.
You know, I want to encourage you, as you're listening to VFN Radio every day, you know, we're 24-7, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're live 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, but we're 24-7, anytime, any time zone, all the way from Okinawa, Japan, to San Diego, California. You know what I'm saying? You can come on to VFNTV.com or download our app and listen live. But we also have highlights. We actually have an entire two-hour broadcast broken up into certain segments that you can, something, you know, it just may be on your heart or on your, you wanted to hear that one thing. It's all you have time for. It's all you wanted to hear. And that's why we do that. And you can go right to that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com and click on the Torch. Or you can go to your app and just kind of thumb through the names of the highlights and listen to that one segment. But that's all for you. We want to deliver everything that we're called to deliver to you in any way that we can that helps you meet your need at that time. Sometimes you can't, you just don't have time to get it this way. You have to get it that way. And sometimes you don't have time to get it that way. You get it this way. So don't forget, you can go to VFNTV.com. You can go to VFNTV.com and it's there for you.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So Amazon.com knows what we underline in our books?
Yes, it's being reported. It's being reported by the Christian Post that, you know, every time you read these ebooks that you download on your iPad or...
On maybe, your iPad.
The one that you bought.
The Kindles and all that.
Yes, the Kindles, and you're reading, and you read something good, and all of a sudden you want to highlight. You have a highlight feature in your iPad or your tablet.
Actually, I was reading. I'm like, man, this thing needs an underline. underline stuff. So Don and I were looking at it, trying to figure it out, because I knew it once, but that was a week ago. I had to figure it out again, and it was so cool. You just touch it, and then you just kind of slide over, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, you pick any color you want, and all those type of things. So you're thinking that's
there's
for
more
your
than
own.
One color.
Yeah, there's more than one color
on your mobile device.
The one you paid for,
right? Of course.
And the book that you paid for because you downloaded that book is personally to you,
right?
Well, news is that it's not only do you get to unline it for your own, you know, understanding, but now Amazon actually collects all that data.
So everything I underlined in the book?
Yes. They know what you've underlined. You and all the other hundreds of millions who've downloaded the same book and have underlined those key passages.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Very interesting.
How do they know if it's like some database? I guess it's really not yours.
Probably not yours.
So if you underline... Like John 3:16, you're reading the Bible on there. They said they underlined that.
They gather that information. They know that you've underlined it. You and everyone else. That's
our devices are bugged.
Well,
it's just not our devices. It's like during the bailout. You remember the bailout? And people, you know, they said, you know, we need to bail everybody out, but they write the checks to the banks and don't write to people. It's like, why did they write the checks to the banks? And it's like, because the banks are the ones that actually own the thing. We're making payments on it until you get it.
That's right.
So when you buy these books, you really don't. I guess it's not yours.
You know, I guess you can permanently borrow them, but they have access to everything that you underline. It's amazing. So with this, not only do they have the access and the knowledge and the capability, but now they're telling us they release this data for several of the popular books that you know, people are buying and purchasing and downloaded, one of which is the Bible. And they've made it known that the most popular portion of the Bible that people are underlining right now.
So when they're underlining on their digital books.
On their digital books, yes. It's Philippians 4:6-7. And if you remember, the scripture reads, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition and thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind."
So Amazon knows this.
Amazon knows this. What you're underlining in your downloaded Bible that you purchased.
On your book.
On your book. And now they're sharing it with the world.
Well, how nice of them.
The church is underlined. Hmm. What people are underlining. How does that make you feel?
Violated? Well, you think about it, you know, that
spied on.
I encourage you, by the way, to do this. But obviously, people are being anxious because they're seeing the signs of the times going on. It's great that they're going to the Word of God. It's kind of sad that Amazon is the one that's you know, discerning that through tracking of data.
Right.
But I encourage you to get a Strong's Concordance, a book, a Bible, a journal, get you an Unger's Dictionary, you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
And get you some so you can actually, there may come a day that when you talk about God and the things of God, that you're not going to be able to Google it. You know, you don't need people to know what strategies God's revealing in your dreams or speaking to you prophetically. And then all of a sudden they can watch what you underline and they're getting an idea. This is the strategy of the kingdom of God. This is where it's going. And it's so empowering, by the way. I mean, it gets you like the Noah's original dictionary, Noah Webster's dictionary.
You're saying don't download it, but actually buy, right?
Purchase.
Purchase the book.
Yeah, I'm talking about.
Papers, right?
Talk about like a book.
Oh, thank you. Help this generation. Like help this generation. Yeah.
Ink and stuff.
Yeah. Sorry about that. You know, just set it aside. I mean, you just keep it there. First of all, if the power goes out, you still can read the word.
There you go.
But after a while, God says, I'll share my secrets with you. You know, he says, I want to share my secrets with you. And if everything he shares with you, you make it public, then it's not a secret anymore.
That's right.
I mean, if David was underlining the strategies in his digital journal for what God was going to do, the Philistines would have known he was living amongst them.
Yeah.
You know, Saul, who was over the government, would have known which cave he was in. You know,
that's like, right.
I'm in the cave of Adullam. You know, just my digital journal is like, he underlined Adullam. Let's go to Adullam and get him out. And so there's going to come a time, you know, where some things you do share. And some things are meant for you to sit on for a while or maybe not share at all. Maybe it's just strategies. Because he says, those who hear what my spirit says to the church. And the thing about Satan and those that are held captive by him, he doesn't know. He only knows if we tell him. You know, he knows if we you know, he has to, you know, you'll find that people are driven. They have to actually have databases and tracking numbers on people's arms and barcode systems and chips and stuff because they're not omnipotent. They don't have this, you know, Satan doesn't have the powers of God. So he has to have some sort of analytical system to analyze data and all that kind of thing. Which means if you tell all your business, you're not going to have any business.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, pretty much, you know, everybody's doing everything. And you know, as believers, you know, we want people to underline, everybody underline John 3:16.
That's right.
And, I encourage you to get those kind of components because there's nothing more joyful after you've been in the digital world for quite some time to be with your Bible, with a Strong's Concordance that you're looking in and nobody but you and God knows you're looking in it. Nobody knows.
Your printed Bible.
Printed Bible. Thank you. A printed Bible, your printed, you know, Strong's Concordance. Your printed, you know, Unger's Dictionary, your Vines.
Repository, whatever.
Yeah, all these different, you know, things that you can get. Maybe even the Matthew Henry.
Commentary.
Yeah, commentary. Just a few things, but just the basic stuff. Big thing is a lexicon concordance that kind of gets you through the meaning, the Greek and the Hebrew. But you're the only one it's you and God at that point. It's so exciting because you know that Amazon is not knowing what you're doing at the time. Mm-hmm. And by the way, that's minor. There's other people gathering data nonstop, you know, of what's happening. And I believe, you know, that this new power structure that's out there is not necessarily a good power structure, but it's a true power structure right now. And people pretty much respond to crowd mentality is that all this data is being gathered and it's going to be used to be able to, it's being used in different places right now, you know, against folks, for folks or whatever. But I know some particular candidates who are running for office or talking about running for office said, you know, here's my name. You know, just do everything you can with my name. Just put it out there in every way you can imagine.
Wow.
You know, that's like, wow. You know, it's almost like say, just give me the mark. You know, wow. Have this thing. And
speaking of the mark, you know, I was speaking to someone in a local dog where they take dogs off the streets. They're saying now every single dog, they have the technology so inexpensive. But if you lose your dog, they're putting a chip in the dog immediately. If the county gets them, and so you think about it, I mean, it's that technology.
They get the dog back to you with the chip in it.
Correct. So that if you ever lose that dog again and they get it, they can bring it to the rightful owner. And that's how inexpensive that
is. So that Max technology. Is bugged? I mean, they're like, Max has got like a listening device on.
Hey, get ready.
I knew he was walking funny. Yeah, I knew he was walking funny. That isn't amazing. These are exciting days. This means that he says when these things happen, he says, look up because your redemption is coming near. The Lord is soon to come. Mm. We have Victoria on talking about it just recently, you know, from Daphne, Alabama. Mm-hmm. And you know, you're hearing these things happen so quickly and you can't help but just feel, you know, our Lord is soon to return. And guess what? He's coming for his church. He's coming for her. And if you want to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, if you don't want to miss the taking away of the church in God's timing, make that decision today. We shared how we made Jesus Christ the Lord of our life at meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet God, our Father, through his Son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. It's been, you know, I've been serving the Lord for some time now. I guess it's 1986 when I had just God called my name. You can find out more about that at meetmyfather.org, where I share my testimony. I was a deputy on the streets. But it's amazing. The more you walk with people and you walk with the Lord, and it's like some people are just like seasonal. They're like they're on fire for God, you know, and they're saying they're ready to go after God. But, you know, after 5 years or maybe 10, but normally 5, you know, mm-hmm. I know that, others, you know, have said, you know, around 5 years or something, you know, we get mm-hmm. tempted to just kind of lay back and just kind of, you know, coast if you could. And really, I believe that you're never sitting still, you're either going back or going forward. There's no sitting still. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and we're supposed to, so people look at you shocked when they go, you're still preaching the gospel? Yes. Why would you ever change? We're going to see the Lord. I mean, every second of life we have left, you know, we want to do everything we can for him because he laid down his life for us. And we'll spend eternity mm-hmm. pondering why we wasted one moment on anything else but him, because we'll have eternity to think about these few uh-huh. years that we have. You know, I think about Steve Hill. Remember when Steve Hill was talking about that, and he was talking about people coming up to him as well and saying, you know, they're talking about laying back. It's not time to lay back. It's time to lean forward. Listen to Steve. I'll be right back.
They say, people come up and say, you haven't changed. You haven't changed. It's because that seed, if it's an apple seed, that's going to produce an apple. Okay? And Steve Hill, and I can see Peter Wagner, is not going to get out there and in midstream go, you know something. It's been good.
No.
It's been good. But there's a whole different avenue, and there's a whole different teaching that's coming down the pike. And I want to be a part of that.
Listen, you know, religion is hard, but like Steve is saying, it's not time to sit back and just and pause and say, I'm not going to do anything. It's time to quit being religious and do it in a way that's just natural. And let's enjoy this thing called the kingdom of God. Let's enjoy each other. Let's be family and love each other, love God, and lead other people to love God. It's not as hard as religion. You can't keep on carrying on a huge, you know, big traditional thing and physically sustain that, but you can just love people and love God and lead us to the same. It's not that complicated, is it?
Right. No.
If that's you, if you wanted to continue, you know, you thought about giving up, you thought about saying, hey, I'm just rest on what I've done,
or you're thinking maybe that you're beyond use in your life. You are not. As long as you have breath, as long as you love God, as long as you love others, listen, you know, you are a servant of God. You're a minister of God. Everybody is called to minister. Maybe you're called to relate to us or another network, maybe Chase Network or another network. But find out more at Vine Fellowship Network. That's VFNfamily.org. VFN, that's a V as in Victor, VFNfamily.org.